ready for the sound experience of a lifetime? Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
My name is Alice Wu, and here are some of the recent headlines. More than 200 people hiked up Mount Royal for Saturday's Spirit Walk, an annual fundraiser for the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. The shelter surpassed its goal and raised $65,000, which will go towards a housing project for Indigenous women and children. The building will include a center offering Indigenous-led health and social services and legal aid. And 26,000 of Quebec's civil servants are on strike this week. These workers are technicians and office staff for various departments, agencies, and courthouses in the province. They have already gone on strike twice this year. This is a correction from earlier when CKUT said that the strike was going to take place last week. And on Saturday, Ontario removed most mask mandates, except in long-term care and retirement homes. Organizations can keep their internal mask policies.
What's happening?
It's dark in here.
I can't see anything.
Is there anybody out there who wants to talk to me?
Wait, I think I see the moon.
3, 2, 1.
This is Radio Moon.
Showtime! Welcome to Radio Moon, radio that's good for your mental health. Every third Thursday of the month, the Radio Moon Collective brings you an hour of radio from 2 to 3 p.m., created by people living a full life with mental health issues. And, as the Canadian Mental Health Association informs us, mental illness affects people of all ages, educational and income levels, and cultures. Today is Thursday, June 16, 2022. Radio Moon is a program that comes out of Forward House, a community-based mental health organization. We use art, comedy, poetry, interviews, discussion, stories, news, music, and radio dramas to present the many faces and reality of mental health. Most importantly, we have fun and learn the art and science of radio. We would love to hear your voice too. Feel free to send us an email to forwardhouse.education@gmail.com. This month on Radio Moon, we're going to be focusing on the theme of emotions. So let's kick off the show with a roundtable discussion with the whole Radio Moon crew about their different experiences and thoughts on the subject and how emotions have shaped their lives. Let's take a listen.
Welcome to the Radio Moon Roundtable. I'm your host, Bianca, and I'm here with Ingrid, Noelle, and Catherine. Today, we'll be having a roundtable discussion on the theme of emotions. We all have them. We all feel them, and heck, we all have a hard time with them as well. So let's get right into it. Our first question to start off the roundtable is, do you find it easy to explain your feelings to another person?
I tend to have a lot of emotions. I try to explain them, and what usually happens is somewhere along the line it gets confusing. Not for me, but for the other person. At the time when I'm feeling the emotion, I find it most difficult to express it because I'm in the midst of it, especially if it's a negative emotion. Mm-hmm. But I try to calm myself and then talk to the person afterwards. However, sometimes I'm still a bit emotional about it. I don't know, Catherine, what do you think?
If I need to express my emotions to someone, the easiest, simplest way that always works for me is with music. I find a line from a song and I sing.
You sing to the person?
I do. Sometimes I just need to get through and I sing.
I've never tried that. What do you think?
I think that telling another person about my emotions is very personal, first of all. So I would find it very difficult to tell another person about my emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Can you maybe this is a bit too personal, but have you ever thought of a specific time where you did express yourself and they didn't understand how you were feeling? And like, how were you feeling? Oh, no, well, there's a story behind that laugh. Did you ever go through that, Noel?
Yeah, I've been through that with relationships. It happens that your emotions aren't fully understood,
mm-hmm.
and therefore it creates a conflict.
Yeah.
But most of the time it's agreeable.
Do you guys find it harder in a relationship to express your emotions versus maybe a family member or a friend?
Wow. I'm in a relationship with someone who's rather... we have different ways of expressing ourselves. I'm more of an emotional person, and he's more of a thinking person. So when I try to express myself, he doesn't really understand it because it's not concrete, and he deals more in the concrete.
Okay.
So there is a little difficulty there, whereas my friends, like, I've chosen my friends, and we have a mutual attraction to each other, so we deal with feelings. So it's much easier to express my feelings to my friends than it is to the man that I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm. So that can lead into our next question. How would you support the emotions of a family member or your friend or even your partner? Like, how do you support them?
I make them something. I sew things for friends. I make crafts. I cook and have them over for dinner. Like apple pies, paintings.
So more through, I guess, through actions.
Yeah, I like to pepper things with actions.
Okay.
See, whereas I'm more the type of person that I would provide more service, I guess. Like, I would be there to listen to them, to encourage them, to support them, to validate their feelings. Because I probably would be seeing things through their eyes as well. So it'd be easier for me to help them and encourage them to speak their mind,
mm-hmm.
and the reasons why they should speak their mind. So that's probably how I would handle it.
Well, I'm very supportive of whatever another family member wants to do, but I would not condone any actions that a person takes that doesn't agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have something to say about it.
So we're talking about a lot of like other people's emotions and how we hold them, but how do you yourself sit with your own emotions? So how do you handle them, whether they're good, bad, both?
I can't sit with my emotions. My emotions cause me a great deal of anxiety. I tend to pace. I tend to do a lot of emotional eating.
Okay.
I'm not very good with handling my emotions. I turn it inwards. So
okay.
Like eating, frustration, anything that I can do that's not healthy. Or I can do healthy things, like I can sit there and do a whole bunch of sit-ups just to let out all that frustration within. Or I can channel it into dusting. It doesn't matter. I have to let out the energy. It's a super energy that builds within me. And if I don't let it out, then I become very anxious and pace and stuff like that.
One thing I would say I don't do to handle my emotions is I would help someone else or listen to someone else, because I would do that for them, not for my emotions, but for their emotions.
I usually satisfy my emotions by eating. That I like to do. I enjoy eating food, and I get very emotional when I eat anything at all that I like, really like.
It sounds like, I find food can be a heavy topic as well, because you can have like, food can be very positive, like when in terms of maybe like your favorite meal or enjoying food with other people, but it sounds like when you're feeling the deep emotions, food can impact how you feel in not in a negative way, but in what's the word I'm looking for?
comforting way?
It's a comforting way that we kind of have to sit with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catherine?
If I'm experiencing heavy emotions painfully, I usually find it's because I'm feeling for someone. So I sit down and I think, I wonder who I know who's feeling sad that I am subconsciously reacting to. That's usually what. Mm-hmm. I sit down, try to figure it out, what's going on, and maybe solve a problem.
So it's more because you're channeling someone else's heaviness?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's like, what are they called? Empaths?
Yeah.
Well, my emotions are sympathetic when it comes to other people. Most of the time, because they're not as fortunate as I am, and they don't have the skills that I have, or the talent that I have. So,
mm-hmm.
I tend to be very, very sympathetic when it comes to other people. I have deep emotions.
Guys, what kind of music brings you, or what kind of music brings emotion to you?
My favorite artist is Prince, and I get very emotional when I hear him, because for a black guy, he has transcended the music genres very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
He has managed to encompass all the genres perfectly, not missing one step.
He
could say he's a genius.
Yeah, for sure.
He could say he's a genius.
If you were to describe a feeling that you feel with one word when you listen to his music,
I feel good.
Good. Yeah. Okay. I like that.
I feel good.
So what kind of music brings emotion to you guys? What band, what song? It could be a song, a genre.
Well, any music I like is if there's a strong message conveyed. That's really all. It could be classical, it could be blues, it could be 60s, 90s rock. Those are especially what I'm into, and if it's any of those and they're conveying a strong message, then it's cool.
Mm. I tend to like songs that let's speak about heartache and how you've come through heartache, stood strong, and stepped on the person that caused you a heartache and thrived through it. Yes, I am woman. I like those songs, empowering songs. Those are the songs.
What's that one word that you can use to describe it? One word.
Empowering.
Yeah, okay. I love it.
Empowering, yes.
So we've reached the end of our roundtable discussion. I want to thank Noelle, Catherine, and Ingrid for joining us, and stay tuned to hear the rest of our show.
Thank you, Noelle, Ingrid, and Catherine, for participating in that roundtable discussion. You're listening to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. This 70s cover made a comeback in 2014 when it was used in the teaser trailer for the feature film Guardians of the Galaxy, which eventually made it reach the top of the billboards. But funny enough, they didn't even use this song in the feature film. Let's take a listen to Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. Ah, hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
Captain's Log, Radio Moon 06162022. Nightfall. Up next, we have Peter's piece on stoicism and how Mr. Spock fits into it. Let's probe on ahead and take a listen.
The unemotional Mr. Spock was Gene Roddenberry's idea of a logical, unemotional, stoical man. Spock was portrayed as a logic-driven kind of guy. In common modern usage, being stoic is equated with having a stiff upper lip and not letting things get to you. This is the common sense of the word. People see followers of the stoic philosophy not reacting emotionally and attribute to having a stiff upper lip. Stoics don't eschew all emotions, only those that they call negative emotions. Negative emotions include hate, envy, anger, fear, worry, grief, and regret. Positive emotions like affection and joy are desired by them. Stoic philosophers are not the tough, suck it up, big boys don't cry types either. In practice, Stoicism says that it's not things that upset us, but rather our reactions to them that does. It isn't suppressing emotions. It is not allowing those things to bother us. It's about choosing to not be bothered by things that are not under our total control, like other people's opinion of us, the price of gas, the weather, and such. In reality, we only control our words, actions, and whether we let external things bother us. I paraphrase it like this. Nothing in this world can bother you unless you give it permission to bother you. Mr. Spock does not differentiate between that which is good or bad. He simply does not react. He has a stiff upper lip attitude rather than acting as a stoic philosopher would.
Nice.
That was Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight. He wrote this song after his first divorce and felt a lot of anger, despair, and frustration while writing it. Maybe, just maybe, he should have followed the ways of Mr. Spock. For our next piece, we're going to be hearing a poem from Catherine.
The sweetest miracle sing thing. I can feel it flowing through my veins. A love I can't explain. I can't explain it, but I can feel it. Can you feel it? I can feel it in my brain, pulsing through my veins. Can you explain it? Because I can't explain it. Because it's a miracle. The sweetest miracle sing thing. A deep sensation in my body. The sweetest miracle sing thing in my body. Emotion.
This next song will be making you feel a variety of emotions, from high ones to low ones, up to the point where you're going to say, "You got me feeling emotions." So let's take a listen to Mariah Carey's Emotions.
Emotions. This is another Radio Moon News Flash. Kermit the Frog, Sesame Street's traveling reporter, just emailed the station early yesterday morning with a big hot scoop. Big Bird was just taken out of an isolation chamber. Guess what? He was held there for approximately 1 month. The info is that he pulled out all his feathers and chirps to himself. The doctor sent him to a poultry farm. Now he sits in a cage, laying 50 eggs an hour. They took him off bird seed and put him on hormone pills. His best friend, Snuffy, refused to be interviewed. Kermit is now trying to have Big Bird sent to a free-run farm, where he will be allowed to run freely in nature and eat seed, but his doctors refuse. So for Sesame Street News, this is Catherine Sanders.
Coming up next, we're going to have a piece by Ingrid on emotional regulation and how we can implement it in our lives. Take it away, Ingrid.
What is emotional regulation? It's a term generally used to describe a person's ability to effectively manage and respond to emotional experiences. Unconsciously, we actually use emotional regulation strategies to cope with difficult situations many times during the day. Here are some of the things you can do to help control overwhelming emotions. 1. Know what your go-to numbing behaviors are. It's something you do intentionally or unconsciously to avoid facing feelings. It's often in the form of some sort of distraction, but not always. Things like video games, alcohol, drugs, music, food, sleep, or anything that makes your feelings go away. Like, for instance, I can shop online for hours. 2. Start by identifying your feelings. Begin by identifying what's going on in your body. Actually feeling what's going on in your gut, your chest, buzzing in your head, or things like that. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, I usually have physical signs, like a tightness in my throat, or a dry mouth. Or sometimes there's a chest pain, but it's not a serious chest pain. It's usually very just scary. It's not too intense and it passes quickly. I usually know that it's caused by anxiety. 3. Resist judging your feelings. Remind yourself that feelings are not facts. Feeling something does not make it true, and it's often contradictory. When you don't judge your feelings, you give yourself permission to really feel it, which we don't often allow ourselves to do. Like the times I have butterflies in my stomach. It's not a premonition of impending doom. It can be nothing more than indigestion. If I just let the feelings be without labeling them, they pass quicker. 4. Ask yourself, what are these feelings telling me? Asking yourself what your emotions are telling you can lead to so many helpful illuminating directions. It could also be telling you something as small as you need to step away from social media for a bit, or something bigger like you may need to investigate further why everything is irritating you lately. Maybe that's something to talk about in therapy this week. Honestly, maybe all this feeling is telling you is that you need to grab a snack because you're hungry. 5. Find a way to express your feeling mindfully and safely. A good strategy is expressing the emotion somehow instead of keeping it inside of you. Another reason why expressing yourself is so important is that it allows you to mindfully and safely express your emotion instead of taking it out on others or falling into destructive patterns. I tend to journal the facts of a situation. A, what was my intentions or motives? B, reflect on the conversation and how clearly did I express myself? C, what or how did the other person object if known or speculate I was trying to say? And D, can we find a compromise? 6, focus on physical sensations instead. Physical sensations are often useful antidotes to strong emotional distress. In fact, the mind-body connection is a core tenet in dialectic behavior therapy, DBT, a form of therapy that is focused on distress tolerance and emotional regulation. Emotions have a physical basis. When we engage our bodies, we can help work through and express our emotions in a way that's constructive and healthy. I do a body check-in when I'm upset. I lay down, preferably lay down, when I do this, but I've done it sitting and standing as well. I start with my toes and work my way up to the top of my head. I check each muscle and surrounding area inch by inch for a tension spot. And when I find one, I squeeze and release and repeat until the tension is gone. Now, 7, remember it's okay to hit the snooze button on feelings. It's important to go through the first step of naming and accepting a feeling instead of swallowing it down without any thought and sending it to your subconscious to get reinforced. When I have overwhelming emotions, I say to myself, okay, I'm sad now. I'll be okay tomorrow. Many times it's the intensity of the feeling rather than the feeling itself that's distressing. 8, be smart and intentional about using distractions. Sometimes it's totally healthy and useful to use distractions as techniques, especially during a pandemic when our emotions are constantly all over the place. It's exhausting. That's why a distraction is great. The key difference between numbing an emotion and a helpful distraction is what you feel afterwards. So if the idea of coming back to reality is something you dread, then you're probably not using the best kind of distraction method. And 9 is practice, practice, practice. Because this all seems a bit overwhelming, I know. But the thing is, the more you practice it, the easier it gets. Just like many of us condition ourselves to respond to strong emotions by running away from them, if we practice facing them head on, that will start to stick too. It won't take away all of the negative emotions, but it will make them easier to deal with. These skills can help develop a deeper sense of emotional regulation, something that is imperative to our long-term mental health.
Thanks, Ingrid. Let's take a little music break and take a listen to Best of My Love by Emotions.
Straight. Welcome back. You just heard The Emotions with Best of My Love. This is Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here's Catherine, who will share a piece she wrote about the way that her Jewish faith helps her deal with her emotions. Here's Catherine.
Shalom. This is Catherine Sanders. From Judaism, I know some things about the emotions that I feel. I know that when I feel sad, God helps me deal with the feelings of sadness by using them to wash my soul clean of sin so I can feel happy again. I know that tears are the rain of the soul. I know that through history, all of humanity's tears collect inside a pool, and it travels in streams to all the lowest parts of the world, quenching humanity's thirst for love. Then those tears travel up everyone's souls, reach heaven, and come down again, and the cycle turns and returns. I have faith that if something bad happens, God will try to use this mystical method to help me deal with my life. Sometimes in this world, darkness comes, but often a light comes later. We should be careful about choosing what music to listen to. Some music will confuse you emotionally. Violent and racist music, for example, will confuse you by inspiring you to let the darkness take over, and then there is a possibility you will get deeply depressed. After some time spent listening to violent and racist music, the darkness may confuse you to the point that you may be unable to understand that the light in the darkness has beauty. Whether you are Jewish or not, it is worth it to keep your soul away from racist or violent music, just because we all deserve happiness. I hope the whole world will be happy one day and forever.
Thanks, Catherine. Next up, here's a classic song from REM that was actually written by their drummer, Bill Berry. This song has sort of become an anthem to reach people who feel that they have no hope left. Singer of REM, Michael Stipe, once reflected on this song. He said, "It's very pure. This song instantly belonged to everyone except us, and that honestly means the world to me." Here's Everybody Hurts by REM.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone. Sure you've had enough of this life. Hang on. Don't let yourself go. Everything is wrong. Now it's time to sing along. When your day is night, hold on. Hold on. If you feel like letting go, if you think you've had too much. Oh,
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. Next up, here's Noel, who will present his newest poem on emotions. Take it away, Noel.
Hi, my name is Noel, and I have a poem for you today. It is called Emotions. No need getting too emotional over something you have no control of. I get emotional when I meet someone new. I get tongue-tied and choked up. Emotions flow when I go to the groceries. I have to get a hold of myself. I like taking the metro. Your emotions tend to come alive on the train. Going for a walk can stir up your emotions real quick, faster than you think. I'm going to make as much of this as I can. I love getting emotional. I go for a walk in the park. That's a place that I get real emotional about. I get so emotional when I listen to my kind of music. Every time I eat pizza, I get emotional. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Noel, for that poem. Speaking of getting so emotional, next up we're going to listen to that song by Whitney Houston, So Emotional. A fun fact that I learned while looking into this song was that it was written by the songwriting duo Billy Steinberg and Tom Kelly, who also wrote Madonna's Like a Virgin, True Colors by Cyndi Lauper, and Alone by Heart, and Eternal Flame by the Bangles. All of these reached number one on the charts, including So Emotional by Whitney Houston, which we're going to take a listen to right now.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
You
Welcome back to Radio Moon on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are nearing the end of this month's Radio Moon broadcast. We will have some archived episodes playing this summer on the third Thursday of the month from 2 to 3 p.m. And we'll be back on the third Thursday of September 2022 with another live show. For more information on Radio Moon or Forward House, please visit www.forwardhouse.org or give us a call at 514-488-9119. And don't forget, you can always listen to our shows online at ckut.ca. But first, before we go, a word from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, it's time to get ready for the best infomercial you'll ever get. It's the Handshake Helper. Do you ever wonder whether you're sane enough to shake a person's hand? Sure you wonder about that, because you were just prescribed the Handshake Helper. I know you. Everyone listening has mental illness, and this infomercial is just for you. Just put the metal machine over your right hand, ask someone to screw it in for you, and you're all set. Now if you want to shake someone's hand, you just carefully lift up your right hand, bend the wrist just 1 centimeter, and your hand will be able to give a perfect handshake. This is good for anyone and everyone. For doctors, lawyers, business people, store clerks, anyone. Anyone could be lucky enough to have the Handshake Helper. For $5, you can get someone to come install it for you. Because a handshake is the best way to get together. So we'll do it for you. Let us help you help your handshake.
I've learned to lose, you can't afford to. Tore my shirt to stop you bleeding, but nothing ever stops you leaving. Quiet when I'm coming home, and I'm on my own.
And now for some news you can use. The community-based music festival Swoney Peril Popolo began last week, featuring experimental songs in many genres. The festival is at La Sala Rosa on Saint-Laurent and continues until June 29th. For more information, visit suoniperilpopolo.org. And the Festival des Musiciens du Monde starts this Thursday. This year's program blends the sounds of Afghanistan, Brazil, Japan, and more, and includes free family workshops. The festival runs June 16th to 19th in the church Saint-Enfant-Jésus on Saint-Dominique. For more information, visit centredesmusiciensdumonde.com. And Montreal's Mural Festival is here. International graffiti artists have transformed Saint-Laurent with vibrant wall-sized artworks. You can check them out from now until next Sunday, June 19th. For more information, visit muralfestival.com.
It's summertime. Time to hit the road. Hit that Trans-Canada Highway. Past the nation's capital, past the sleepy cows, and into the peaceful pastures of Wakefield, Quebec. For the first time ever, Swoney Peril Popolo presents a day of revelatory offerings in an historic farmhouse, Fairburn House, bordering the Gatineau River in Wakefield. Saturday, June 25th, music begins at 3:30 p.m. On the bill, Swoney Heartstoppers Esmarine, Willie Mitchell, Nada Al-Shazli, and Eliza Caution. For tickets, directions, camping, and all the 411, go to swoneyperilpopolo.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Still be money, them just hold on.
And even if my pocket should have run out of money, the both of them still be